You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Orcam Glasses, remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now.
We are live from Orlando, Florida, and this is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right, I said Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the show that's catered to the visually impaired and the blind audience. But we love, and I mean love, the sighted folks listen to our show, and that's why we say the bridge. We are the bridge between the sighted and the blind and visually impaired community. That's right. You want to call in? 407-894-1680. You want to look us up on our web and listen to all the shows that you've missed? Just tune in to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And now we got a trivia for you. Right now we're going to trivia it. I mean trivia. Listen to this. I want to know who's singing this song. See if you get anybody guess this one. And by the way, you want to call in just to say hello? You got yourself a free, beautiful bracelet that says Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Let's hear the show. Let's hear the trivia. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Heart and soul. I fell in love with you, heart and soul. The way a fool would do madly. Because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul. I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed, there in the moonness. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do.
Okay, we got another song that they had a big hit with. Well, they had quite a few hits. This is another big hit. Another big hit. 407.
That was 1961, and this one is 1964.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
As a pretty little
blonde. They're lit up already.
407-894-1680.
You gotta be fast.
I even know this one, Michael.
I was 14, Gary. You were what, 13?
Yep.
Yeah, you're younger than I am.
Not much.
Not much.
Okay, so now let's see the I understand the phone lines are lit up. The phone number here, 407-894-1680. What?
This person was speed dial.
Speed dial. Who is it?
It's Sherry Brunn from Orlando.
Oh, she wants it. She wants a winner.
All right, Sherry from
Come on,
Ohio.
Sherry.
It's your moment. It's your moment, Sherry.
You can do it, Sherry.
Okay, you want the it's Heart and Soul. It's by Jan and Dean.
You got
That's
it.
Right.
You got it.
All right. She knows her old.
I love Jan and Dean.
You love Jan and Dean.
Now what'd she win, Michael?
She just won a 2J's $10 gift card from 2J's.
Cool.
2J's.
Oh, nice corned beef sandwich.
You want some corned beef? You want some great pastrami?
I love their corned beef sandwich.
Me too. On rye bread.
They got, I love their corned beef pastrami combination.
Yum, yum.
They have 27 restaurants in the state of Florida.
Yes, they do.
Hey, folks, I'm sorry, wherever you are, if you're in Ohio, if you are in Chicago, I'm sorry, there's no 2J's.
Well, you can come visit Orlando, go out to eat, and fly back home.
Yeah. 407-894-1680.
Go to 2J's.
Okay, so
home.
give
Thank
your.
You.
You're
are
welcome,
you going to get
Sherry.
A bracelet too, Sherry?
She, no, I think she got that before.
Okay,
yeah.
You only get one bracelet.
She has my address. Okay.
Case, congratulations.
Who else on the line?
Okay.
Maybe they want a
Bye,
bracelet.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Who else on the line?
We have Kevin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey,
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Michael, Lynn,
well,
Barry.
You can't, hey, Kevin, you can't win because you're the one who told me to play Jan and Dean.
Well, I know.
That's funny.
I knew. Well, did someone call in and get it?
Yeah, they got it
just
right
now.
Before you, just now.
But I think Kevin just won anyway a week or so
ago.
I told Chris I couldn't win.
Yeah,
so.
But how are you?
But see, wait a minute.
Okay.
See, you told me what to play. Hey, folks out
but
there.
But he gets a bracelet.
See, no, but I want to tell you something. He wrote and said, why don't you play some Jan and Dean? So I make a long story short.
So we did.
About a month later, I did. So you folks out there can do the same thing. If you say, why don't you play this? We play it. So you just, anyway, you want to say hello? Get your free bracelet?
So
Yeah.
Okay, so
I got a question for you.
Wait, wait, wait.
Okay.
You're calling it from Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, Kevin. So give your name and address. We'll send you out a free bracelet.
Yeah, we have it, but Gary wants to talk to
him. I'm just going
to
ask him, is you getting a lot of rain up that way?
Oh, we got some yesterday, maybe about an inch. Oh. No.
Wow, I wish we had that rain.
No, not a whole lot.
We're burning up down here.
We are. We have brush fires all over the place here.
120 fires on one time down here now.
Mm-hmm. Well, last week was up to 80 degrees. High 70s and 80. This week it's not supposed to at all get above 60.
So I have a question for you, Kevin.
Yes.
Okay, I'm putting you on the spot. Why do you like our show, Blind and Beyond Radio Show?
Good. Maybe I just want to tell you.
I want to. Maybe it's constructive criticism. I want to hear.
Yeah.
Well, it's the only one around like it.
There you go.
You got it.
For Blind and all that. All the other shows are all podcasts, so pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm. This is more like a reality show, isn't it? You never know what you're going to hear.
Yep. and you got some, good guests and trivia.
Well, great. That's what I wanted to hear. And the trivia, of course.
Keep passing that word around.
And we'll figure it get a couple weeks to start getting your gifts from before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't forget. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, Kevin. You stay on. Kevin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye-bye. Well, that was very nice what he said about the show.
Boy, they got it that fast.
Mm-hmm. Chris is on the line.
Any other callers want to call in for your bracelets?
Give them the phone number.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want a free bracelet, 407-894-1680.
May I give a little plug for our Facebook page, sir?
Absolutely.
All right. If you do have access to a computer, please go to Blind and Beyond Radio Show and just like our page and read what's going on, and feel free to post any notifications. Alrighty? That's Blind and Beyond Radio Show on Facebook.
And Lynn, on these bracelets now, what colors are they?
That's a very good question. We're still working on that.
We're working on it. We have a couple of choices. Nancy, what color would you suggest, Gary?
You don't know yet. I had
like a silver background with black.
That's what I like, black and gray. That's exactly what I was thinking. We have, my goodness, David from Ontario, Canada.
Hey, David.
Hi, David.
Are you calling from Canada?
I was calling in to guess the song, but I'm way too late.
You're never too late on our show.
You can still win. Getting a bracelet for just calling
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
Are you a first time caller? Are you a first time caller from with us, David?
Yes. Yeah, first time. Yes.
How'd you hear about our show in Canada?
Well, I tuned in to listen to my friend Florence Walsh, who's going to be coming up later.
Oh, how nice!
Okay, very nice.
Well, thank you
nice.
To Flo for passing the word around. That's wonderful.
Would you like a free, very nice bracelet sent to you for calling in and saying you're from Canada?
I believe I'm going to get one because the fellow took my address.
Okay. Good. That you're going to get one. Absolutely.
David is calling from Ontario. What is it like up there right now, weather-wise?
Well, we've had some bad rain and some flooding, like the American Midwest. But today's not too bad. It's starting to dry up.
I'm actually from near Ontario. I'm from near Buffalo.
Question, are you visually impaired?
I was just going to ask David if he was sighted.
Yes, I am.
You are?
Ah, sighted.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Do you belong to any organizations up there?
Yes, I do. I belong to the Canadian National Institute for the Blind.
Very good.
And I do some volunteer work for them.
Well, I hope you spread the word to those members, those constituents, and tell them about the show. And it would be very nice if we had them on the air. So, David, could you please write?
Wait. I want to say something. I would like to write to you.
That's okay. I would like, if you can, to write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org and tell us about yourself and the organization that you belong to. And maybe we can get them on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I was going to say that if you have anything to say about in Canada, or
you have anything you want to push, let
us know. We'll push it. Okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
Just write to us.
Perfect.
Thanks for calling, David.
Thanks for calling in. I hope you'll
be welcome.
Call in a lot and stay with us.
And Flo will be on in about, actually, right now, she's on hold after we come back in the break.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Thanks, David.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks for listening.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up, and we got more trivia coming up. So stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Oh, 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 oh
Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Orcam Glasses. Remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member, FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Well, we have a guest right now calling in from North Carolina. Her name is Flo Walsh, and she's got unbelievable story, and also she is a cook. That's right. She's a blind cook. That's right. Flo, you there?
Yes.
Hello,
hi,
Flo.
Michael and Lynn and Gary, how are you?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Welcome, Flo. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Doing great. Doing great. And hi, Lighthouse of Central Florida. Miss my classes.
There you go. And just so everybody knows, Flo is a graduate of the Lighthouse Central Florida. So everything she learned, she learned from them.
And what is your problem with your eyes?
What are your conditions?
I have macular degeneration, glaucoma, retinal detachment, and myopia. Mm. And then I'm sure something else they'll find.
How are your numbers now in your glaucoma?
About 20 usually. Mm. Yeah, not good, but.
As long as you're under 21.
You also mentioned something, Flo, about the floaters. Okay. You had floaters in your eyes.
Yes, all the time I see floaters in my eyes anywhere. Basically, I call my eyes a kaleidoscope because basically that's what I see out of them. Floating white lights, blue lights, a red filter. So I'll just call it psychedelic kaleidoscope.
You don't get bored, do you?
Oh, no. I don't get bored in my own head, that's for sure.
I'll tell you one thing. If your number goes above 21, you'll have to come back to Orlando and see my main man, my main doctor. His name is Dr. Gerald Schuster. And my numbers were up there in the 40s.
He's been taking care of Michael for years.
Yeah, and he brought him down. My numbers now are 15. And he put a canal in each. I have a left eye canal and my right eye canal. And the operation did not hurt at all. It was fantastic. And he put them in, canals.
Yes.
Flo, when did you begin to lose your sight, Flo?
Back in 1999. And then, of course, you know, I wasn't ready to deal with that. But I was introduced by Division Blind Services in Orlando to the Lighthouse of Central Florida. They referred me to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, and that's where I took my first independent living class, because I had two children, boys, that I had to, of course, cook for and take care of.
Flo?
And,
Do you have Lynn Winkler?
Lynn Winkler.
What?
Lynn Winkler?
Ginger.
You had Ginger. Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm a graduate from there, too.
Living.
Yeah, I'm a graduate. Yes. I'm a graduate from there, too.
I've taken the independent living class from there, a computer class, a keyboarding class, probably twice. It still didn't set in. Braille class, still that didn't set in my brain. That's hard to learn. I've taken a resume writing class. And probably about 2 years ago, I did that one, 2-3 years ago. And then, you know, just, you can always take classes. You just have to be referred to them. And there's no reason for you to sit around and mope and do absolutely nothing and whine and complain about losing your vision.
Are you telling me you're not one of those people who just sits around and says, oh, I'm blind, I can't do anything? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I'm not going to sit and mope around.
Gary.
It's not like me. I like to travel and then visit.
I was
just in Orlando in March.
What was that? Oh, you were just here in March?
Yes. The arrival of my granddaughter, my first grandchild.
Oh. Congratulations.
Bye, Charlie.
Gary, you had some questions for Flo?
Well, I was just letting her know that I'm a graduate from Lighthouse. Actually, I'm the oldest graduate from there. I mean, not age-wise, but the oldest student-wise. I went there in 1982.
Oh, goodness.
So I've been there a couple. I went there with low vision and did my thing. And then I graduated, went away. And then later on in life, I went totally blind real fast. And I had to go back and retrain. But the one thing, like you said, about Lighthouse is if you need refreshing courses, you can go back at any time.
Exactly. They'll take you. Exactly.
So as soon as you started to lose your vision, you went right over there, or you hesitant, depressed? What happened?
No, well, you can't be depressed when you have children, well, at least according to me.
Right.
Because, you know, I had a child in elementary school and one in middle school, and there's no way you can be depressed doing that. You just learn to take the buses, and, you know, they weren't amused when I did drive, from what they told me, I wasn't a very good driver anyway, so I'm better off the road than I'm on the road.
Oh, jeez.
That's what Lynn says about me, remember, huh?
Yeah, I said that was the only good thing about Michael losing his vision. If there could be one good thing, it's that we don't drive with him anymore.
Thank goodness.
Exactly. So then after a few years of when I took the independent living classes, it taught me a lot, you know, how mm-hmm. to use a knife better. You know, my previous employers... You know, I used to work in the food industry, uh-huh. and I really liked cooking, starting from when I was a little girl, and that was my career field, is in restaurants, fast food, delis, bakeries, and when I took the independent living classes, I was like, well, I can do something, and it took me a few years to figure out what to do, and then that's where the blind side of cooking with Flo came about on Facebook.
Well, tell us about that. And,
Well, I started off in August 2014 and created the page. And then I started posting just what I was cooking, not recipes or anything. And then I said, well, you know, maybe what if people want to try this? And, you know, the best tools in the kitchen for someone who's blind, they're called of gloves. They're individual gloves, and you can use all your fingers, and they're silicone padding, and you can use your, you need to have all your fingers free instead of the oven mitts.
Absolutely.
Also a great tool are a set of tongs, metal and silicone for each of your pots. And because you can handle your food a lot better, I believe. And then now I have a following of 500 as of yesterday, 502 people following me on my Facebook page, and I create recipes. I made a chili. I called it blindside chili today because I use what I have in my house.
You know what I found? Too. You know what the secret mm-hmm. secret ingredient in chili is? I found that when you add cumin, it really gives it a zip. Do you use cumin?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, put cumin
in
there.
I didn't do that.
Cumin powder, yes.
I use a spice called bird pepper. I have a family member that grows it. And they dry it out, and then they'll grind it up, and then I get, of course, I'm one of the lucky recipients for that.
Spicy.
So that's what I put in my chili today.
Wow. Is it very, very spicy?
No. I use a quarter. No. I use a quarter of a teaspoon in a big pot of chili.
Oh,
and now I have meals for the rest of the week if
right.
I want chili or
right.
not.
That's right. So what else can you give people? What other advice can you give people who are not that great cooking in the kitchen, that are visually impaired?
Definitely a black and white cutting board. Either I have a cutting board that's black on one side and white on the other. This way, with the, say, a potato, if you peel it and then you can put it on the black side of the cutting board, you can see the contrast. You can see the potato mm-hmm. when you're cutting it. And then, or if you use a darker vegetable, you put that on the white side, like a green pepper.
I'll give a little secret.
What if somebody is totally blind? What advice can you give them?
I was going to answer that one.
Yeah.
On the potato, because I'm totally blind. I'm a master cook.
Gary's
myself.
A good cook, and he's totally blind.
Yeah. What I do for a totally blind person is peel the potato.
Yeah, I peel it with a paring knife.
I
believe it or not, I cannot use a potato peeler
What I was going to say,
I can use it on a carrot.
Yeah. What I was going to say is when I peeled a potato with a paring knife,
Gary. That's scary.
What?
Peeling with a paring knife
yourself. Because I've done it all my life. What I do now is put it under the water. When you think you got most of that potato peeled, you put it underneath cold water, and you can actually feel this very slick potato, and then all of a sudden you feel something rough. Then go over that rough spot.
Flo, I just wanted to tell people, if they have any questions for you, to please call in now. It's 894-1680, right?
Yeah,
if you have a question
for
Flo in reference to cooking in the kitchen and you're blind or visually impaired, or even if you're sighted, call now.
Do you cook on the grill?
Ask Flo. You want some tips? Ask Flo.
Ask Flo. That's cute.
Flo,
ask
do you cook
Flo.
On the grill?
I don't. I have an indoor grill now because I live in an apartment, so I don't believe that we can have grills here.
I love cooking
so
on the grill.
A, one of those Cuisinart indoor grills with a panini maker, waffle maker thing, all in one combo. Yeah, it was a great Christmas gift. I would like to give it a shout out to my sister. She's listening in New Jersey.
Where in New Jersey?
In Avenel, New Jersey.
Down the shore? Is that down the shore?
No.
Oh, Avenel is by
Woodbridge.
Yeah, yeah, by Cologne, by Island and all that. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and then my brother in the Bronx, Henry, and then my brother down here and his wife. And my cousin and her husband, they are right now in Alaska.
Wow.
Wow.
So they are, yeah, they went from Florida to Alaska. They drove.
You got a very good friend here in Orlando listening to you now.
And my boyfriend, Chris, he is a big supporter of my cooking and very encouraging all the time with that.
Oh, well, thank you, Flo. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Flo, no, did not you.
Oh.
Different Chris. Flo, did you hear David call in before from Canada?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for spreading the word about the show. Why don't you give a nice recipe for all our listeners? Something simple. And you said to use the gloves. Don't use mitts. You said use gloves.
Of gloves.
What do they call it?
Of gloves.
Spell the first word.
Of gloves.
O-V-E.
Gloves. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen them. They have silicone dots.
They're so good that I can pick up a log out of fireplace and not burn my hands.
Yes, I have two of them.
I do too.
1 second, everybody. Chris, is this a question for Flo? No. Okay. Well, we have somebody on the line, but you just have to wait a bit. So do you have a nice recipe that's simple, Flo?
Well, if you like homemade breadcrumbs, it's a very simple recipe. What I do is, croutons. That's an easier one.
Yeah.
You take the ends of your bread or any leftover bread that you want, and you toast it up in the oven on a cookie sheet, you know, until it dries out, until it's golden brown. And then you cut them into pieces, you know, into squares, and you can season them with Italian seasoning and garlic powder and mix it together with a little bit of oil. And then you'll have your homemade croutons.
Yummy, yummy, absolutely. Yummy, yummy.
Oh, Flo, there's somebody here on the show tonight probably listening to you, a very, very good friend of yours, and she already won a prize tonight, and that's Sherry Brun.
Sherry!
Give Sherry a shout-out.
I miss Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
She's listening. She's listening.
And I heard Don Wilkerson, too. Yes, that's right. Friends of mine from Orlando.
See, we're a small world, as you said in the email, right? I hear music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how can people find you on Facebook? Tell them how to find you.
They can go to the Blind Side of Cooking with Flo Facebook page, and I also have a Facebook group. I posted the chili recipe today.
Oh, goody.
That was on there, that I put on there with a photo, if you can't see the photo. But the recipe is also with the photo.
Okay. So there's a recipe for chili on your Facebook page, which is the Blind Side of Cooking.
I got one more question for you, Flo Senior. Understanding cook. Do you watch MasterChef Junior? Which I love to watch the kids cook. 8 years old or 13?
I love listening to the kids cook. I'm like in awe of the children when I hear what they come up with.
They put me to shame.
Exactly. I was interested in going on MasterChef a while ago. It was advised against it by my neurologist.
MasterChef did have a blind lady on there, Christine.
Yes.
And she did win.
Yes. 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 Okay. I had suffered brain aneurysms, and then that following April is when I wanted to audition, but it did not happen because of the aneurysms. But that's okay. There's always another time.
Well, you have a positive
thank you
attitude.
For calling. Absolutely. I want to have to. Would you like to come on again in the near future?
Yeah.
We'd love to have you come on. We'd love to have you come on again.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah,
early.
And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Oh, she gets a bracelet.
And hi to my children in Orlando, Stephen and Robert, and my and my daughter-in-law, Marcy.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
And we're going to send you a bracelet anyway.
Thank you, Flo.
Like it. You can put it on, a bracelet.
Okay.
It says Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You were a fun...
What color is it?
We don't know yet.
We're still working on it.
Probably black and white or black and gray. Okay. Well, thanks, Flo.
Thanks, Flo. Nice talking with you.
All right. Thank you.
We'll have to do it again soon.
Great night, everyone.
And give Chris your address, okay?
Yeah, give your Chris your address. We'll send it to you.
All right. Hold on.
We have a caller on the line.
We do. We have Tony from Holiday, Florida.
Tony from Holiday.
Not Clearwater, Holiday.
There's our
Tony.
Tony.
Hey, hello, guys and gals.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing, Tony?
Oh, a voice from the past.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I understand. Oh, no. I'm actually on holiday now.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice.
Did you call in and get a bracelet?
Well, no. Remember I called a couple weeks ago? My connection was not
right. Right, right. Well, now connection. It's working
okay, well,
fine.
Okay, well, now you call in. You call in, you get a bracelet. We're going to send you a bracelet.
Well,
it says Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We'll
can you make it mine white?
What did he say?
No, we're going to have one color.
One color.
One color.
Okay, all right. That's fine. No, but anyway.
How are you?
Let's see. Things have been kind of going okay. No cane. I haven't got a cane yet. And
you need to get one.
You still don't have
a cane. Why don't you have a cane?
I don't know. Because remember we talked about it. It's a little embarrassing. And people are going to say, well, he was here last week. He could see a little bit. He was just walking slowly. I don't know.
They're not going to say anything like that. If anything, they'll help you. Let me just tell you something right now. I'll tell you a fact. And anybody listen to this is a fact. I went to my granddaughter's graduation. Now, this is a fact.
Day before yesterday.
We couldn't get enough tickets. So I told Lynn, go in. I won't go in. I said, I can't see anything anyway, so there's no point in me going in. So you go in. So I was there with my cane. Now, what happened was I was with my granddaughter's boyfriend, and the two of us were talking. They couldn't let him in either because he didn't have a ticket. So finally, the woman walked up to me and said, I know I can see you have the cane. You can go in. And listen to that. See what she said? She saw my cane, and she said, you have the cane. You can go in. So I said to my granddaughter's boyfriend, you go in. I'll wait out here because I can't see, and you go in. So he was walking in, and then he said, what about him? So she turns around, you can go in too. So the two of us walked in.
So the cane has his advantages.
Well, the cane, I can only say to you, if I didn't have a cane, him and I wouldn't be going into my granddaughter's graduation. And so we got in only because of the cane. Fact. So sometimes people say something good because you have a cane or they feel sorry for you. I don't care if they felt sorry for me or not. I wanted to go in. I didn't have a ticket. They wouldn't let me in. But the cane got me in.
You better be careful, Tony, because before Michael started using a cane, he walked right into a glass window in New York, and that was when he really decided to get a cane.
Yeah, because I was hurting my nose. I was always hurting my nose.
Yeah, I can visualize your nose right now.
Yeah, so, like that place you mentioned last week, some lady called in about magnifying aids and Clearwater.
Right.
So, and they got some nice magnifying glasses, too. They also have a few canes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to have to go there.
You need a cane.
By the way, do you have a nice watch? You have a nice watch that talks to you?
I got a new smartphone, though.
No, but guess what? I got a phone that Lynn got me at Radio
not
City.
Phone,
they're all
not
going...
a phone. You said a phone.
Oh,
a
I'm
watch.
Sorry. I don't
a
mean
watch.
A phone. A watch. I'm sorry. A watch. Lynn got me a great watch.
A
talking watch from Radio, what's it called? Radio Shack. And you get it really cheap. Anyway, you're going out of business, so they give it phone.
And what does the watch do?
It talks to me.
Oh, okay.
So it just tells me the time. You got it for $11.
Okay. Well.
Oh, there's a Radio Shack not too far.
Well,
right?
Find out what they're going. It's going out of business, so go over there and see what they got.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Tony, hold on one moment. Kevin wants to give you some 411 as well. Kevin from Lancaster. How you doing, Kevin?
All right. Hey, Tony, are you trying to find a free cane?
That's what I'm
thinking. It doesn't matter what kind?
Oh, yeah, I don't really can't afford a cane. I mean, how much are they, $100? I don't know.
No, they're only $35, $40. You get a nice cane. My cane's like $35,
$40. But the NFB does have a program that they give a free cane away.
Oh.
But it's a straight cane. It's not portable or collapsible.
Okay.
Oh, it doesn't fold?
You just have to go on their website and sign up for it or something.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Kevin.
What's the website?
Oh, just type in NFB, you know, National Federation for the Blind.
NFB?
Yes.
Oh, N as in Nicholas?
Yes.
Kevin, is it .org?
Oh, I think so.
Let me look it up. Chris, who can do it faster, you or me?
All right. Anyway, you got his address.
Who?
Chris.
We have Tony's address.
Yeah, Tony's address.
We'll send my bracelet.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And that's what this show is all about, helping each other. Thank you, both of you, for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And Tony, that cane is for your safety, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll be listening. Okay.
All right. We'll go to trivia time right now. Trivia.
Trivia.
Now, this was a big monster record. Let's see if anybody else has it out there. 407-894-1680. This is still a big song. People know this song. Let's see if anybody else knows it. This song, I can't say how big it was. It was huge. Who is singing this song? This monster hit. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
It's NFB.org.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Just looked it up.
You want to dance now? How about a slow dance?
Take your cane and dance with it, Michael.
Monster hit. What's the name of the group? 407-894-1680.
Can I say the year?
No.
Well, if my wish should come true, until our life is through, I'll have you near to have to all that to love. Well, tonight may never reach an end. I'll meet you soft to your in my arms again with all of my heart.
Well, that brings back memories, baby.
It makes us feel young again, right,
yes,
Gary?
Yes, it does.
Gary and I were little.
Absolutely.
Well, in those years, well, what can I say, man? I was driving my father's car up a tree back then in those days. Ever tell about that, Gary?
I told everybody about your driving.
Yeah.
Only one that backs up on the main highway because he missed the exit.
That's right. Anybody backs up on the New Jersey Turnpike.
I was listening to a song like that, man, and I was in love, and some car hit me, and we went right up a tree.
You wore them white socks, too, didn't you?
No, I didn't ever wear the white socks. Anyway, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. That was a big song. 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you don't know the song, you can still call up if you want a bracelet. 407-894-1680. And just say, I want a bracelet. I'm calling from where you're calling from. That's the key. Your name, your first name, and where you're calling from.
You know what, Michael? In case anybody's just tuning in for the second hour, I want to remind them that May is Ultraviolet Awareness Month. And what does that mean? What that means is that exposure to the UV rays can burn the delicate eye tissue in your eyes and raise the risk of cataracts and cancers of the eye. So the moral of the story is, what is it, Gary? Finish my sentence.
Go see the eye doctor.
And wear what?
Huh?
And wear
ultraviolet glasses.
Sunglasses.
With UV
takes
protection.
UV rays away.
Right. It's
the
very,
bad,
very
the bad
important
stuff. And I want to say that anybody out there listening that has sight, low vision, no vision, you still need to go to the doctor at least once a year, get your eyes checked. If you can't see nothing at all, you still need to see them because they need to check the pressure in your eyes. And I just went to the VA this last week, and my pressure in my eyes was 17, which is 15 is good, 17 is good, so I'm okay.
Anything under 21 is good.
So, but that is, if I didn't take my medication now, then I would be in trouble. I would have bad headaches and cause a lot of problems. So go to your eye doctor.
See, I don't have to take any medicine because I have canals in each eye now.
Yeah.
You know what? I just wanted to say that this was a very exciting show today. We helped Tony.
Yep.
Tony's in Florida. Kevin is in Pennsylvania. Yep, Kevin called on the air and spoke to Tony. Congratulations to Don for securing a job.
What about Robert that's getting
just
married?
Just 1 second. At Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando, which is terrific. Yeah. And yes, Robert called from, was it Philadelphia?
And don't forget Flo.
Pennsylvania, congratulations on your wedding, upcoming wedding.
And don't forget Flo.
I did forget Flo.
New man from Canada.
That's right. Flo and we had a new caller from Canada. It's terrific.
Yeah.
A lot of exciting things today. I'm sure I forgot something, but those things stand out in my
mind. I got to ask Michael something. When you did all your dancing back in your days, did you have those black and white shoes? What they call them?
No.
What they
saddle
call
shoes. Saddle no, shoes. No, I didn't ever wear saddle shoes.
I thought they were stylish.
Not to interrupt both of you, but I just got a message from our friend Sherry, and she's loving the show tonight. She said, I just lost the message. She just, hold on. She wanted to give me a phone number. Oh, if they want to call the National Federation of the Blind to order a white cane, the number is, if you have your recorders, push the button to record, 410-659-9314. I'll repeat, 410-659-9314. 9314.
Maybe you should put it. You know what? Maybe you should put it on.
Sherry,
why
don't you post that on our Facebook page? That'd be great.
So this way, Tony, people like that could look at the web and see what they can get.
Thank you, Sherry.
On our web.
Thank you.
And by the way, our web is blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Right. And Sherry is the president.
And if you want to write to us,
the local NFB.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I hope you write to us and let us know what you're doing wherever you are. Let us know.
And speaking of what you're doing, I'm putting you on the spot, Chris. I told you. How was your baby shower yesterday?
Yes.
We all want to know how the baby shower was and how your wife's feeling.
My wife is overjoyed.
Overjoyed.
It was so many people that came through and so many people that truly blessed us, and we're loved. Like the whole back wall was just full with gifts, and we had maybe over 75 people.
No kidding!
Wow, that's some baby shower.
Right?
Holy cow!
But it was amazing. So I had to pack her car, my car, and I had to put a little red wagon on the back of my car just to take some gifts home.
But you got a lot of diapers.
And what did your daughter think of all those people?
She was like, wow, my sister? Wow. Yeah. So,
did you say anything for me?
She was excited. So, and some people brought her stuff too, though.
That's nice.
So they didn't want to let her feel left out.
Right. So just a few more weeks.
Yeah, June 8th is supposed to be the due date, but I looked at her this morning and she's dropping a little lower than what she should be. So, we had 35 weeks now, so, you know, anywhere between 36 and 40 is that drop period.
That's
right.
You
say the drop is a girl?
The drop is a girl.
Girl, yep.
How'd you know that, Gary?
I had two boys. I never had a drop.
That's funny. Oh, my.
Listen,
nobody's calling in for the trivia. Nobody. I cannot believe
it.
Nobody's calling in. I cannot believe that song. That was one of the biggest songs of all time.
Maybe give him another minute.
I can't believe it.
Maybe that's too old.
It was by DJ Quick. We all know who it was.
Nope, we're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up, I guess. Phone number is 407-894-1680.
I guess.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers,
human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond radio show. Orcam Glasses. Remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with 4 different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You got about a minute to call in if you want me to tell. I'm going to tell the answer to that trivia. I got something to talk to you about. I'm talking about the person right there. I'm talking about you. When I hear whoever you, and I mean you, whether it's you don't want to use a cane, you don't want to go to a place like the Lighthouse because you're embarrassed, you want people to know you're blind. You know, let me just say, that's more than a joke. That's horrible. Because I myself, Lynn can tell you, I'm the one who always has to have dressing a certain way, acting a certain way when I was in business and
you
everything
looked sharp
else.
Sharp yesterday.
Well, thank you. But the point I'm saying is this way. Ego was my middle name. Ego. And let me tell you something. It's more than ego when you go blind or visually impaired. First of all, I like people to know that I'm blind. You got it? I like it. You know why? Because this way, when I screw up, they know I'm blind, so I don't have to worry about it. Because I am not perfect when I walk. I may bump into something. I want them to know I'm not drunk. I want them to know that, yeah, with my cane, they'll say excuse me to me. I'll say excuse you to you. I'm sorry if I bumped you. There's a lot of things when they see the cane. And when they say I'm visually impaired and blind, as I said, if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have gone to my granddaughter's graduation. Fact. So the point is this way. Those folks who say, I don't want to go to Lighthouse because I don't want to think people that I'm blind. All I can say to you folks, you're wrong. Totally wrong. And we're going to have another discussion next week and the week after.
What do I say, Michael? Don't be embarrassed about being blind. Move on.
That's right.
Move on.
Walk like you have, as Dr. O'Neill says,
that's right.
Walk like you have someplace to go.
That's right.
That's right. Anyway, I love you all, and I do. And Gary and Lynn, great having you today.
It was a great show.
And
great
as far show. As great Chris show. Shaw, thank you for being on a very good show.
Yep.
And you all folks that called in, you're going to get your bracelets and figure about probably about 2-3 weeks we have to order them. And we have to get the right color. So that's that story.
You're on the list. We have
and
your name.
Okay, hope join you call us in next week. Yeah, next week is our Mother's Day show, as we do every year. And Sheila Young will be our guest host.
And we'll give away more bracelets when
that's
they call
right.
in.
Yep. And
next
we'll
week
have a
we'll
fun
more
show.
Yep.
Another fun show and informative,
yep.
as always.
And look us up on the web. Where's the web thing? Lynn.
Where's what?
The web. What's our... What's it called?
BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org.
No, not that.
What?
I know that.
The Facebook?
The Facebook.
You said the web.
Well, I meant the Facebook.
the Facebook is Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay,
that's
Facebook.
And now, wait.
But I don't do Facebook.
During the week, if they want to go back to our archives, how do they do that?
It's BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. Right.
Yeah.
And you can listen to our past shows right. all the way from the very beginning of our show.
Thank you, Chris, for another great show.
Stay
hey,
tuned.
Anytime.
All right.
See you next week.
We
see
love
you. Tomorrow.
Be safe.
Okay. Hope to see you here next week.
Take care.
Love you all. Take care.
Bye-bye. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been here.